Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. The beautiful book of Jude tells us, as Christians, we've got to stand up and fight for that which is valuable. And friends, nothing is more valuable than the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. Why is it that we must contend or fight for the faith? Here's why. This is all we have and all we're ever going to get from God. This is God's final revelation to man. It was once for all delivered to the saints. God's message in the New Testament is the only hope man has of salvation. And thus, we must stand up for its purity, for its plainness, and for the preaching of it in the gospel edification and saving of souls around the world. Now, why should we stand up also for truth and contend for the faith? Because there's a lot of error being taught. In verse 4, Jude identifies that some have strayed from the faith and were teaching false doctrine that was causing false living. And Jude says, you've got to stand up against that. And thus, because there is error, we must stand up for truth and say what God has said. We've got to realize that not everything some smooth-talking individual says is true. For example, people have been duped over the centuries with false doctrine. Let me illustrate by just a couple of them. One of those doctrines is all you've got to do to be saved is believe in Jesus and say the sinner's prayer. You know what's wrong with that? The Bible says the exact opposite of that. James 2:24, James says, we see that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. Another is the doctrine of once saved, always saved, or you can't fall from grace. Scripture says the exact opposite of that. Paul said in Galatians 5, verse 4, you have fallen from grace. And so we must contend for the faith because of its value and because of the error being taught and because we want to snatch souls out of the fire and deliver them to a home in heaven. Friend, will you contend for the faith? Will you live for the faith? Will you obey the truth and do what God wants? We hope so. We're praying that you will become a child of God.
And to God be the glory. This is the gospel of Christ.